Hello, sir. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Hello, sir.
Everybody there? Everybody listening? How you doing? Kevin Smith, director, writer, sometimes TV guy, sometimes comic book writer. And we're going to take over the airwaves for the next 3 hours and chit-chat about some stuff and whatnot. Brought some people with me. Got my friend Jason Mewes here in the studio. Say hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
And I got my friend Brian Lynch with me.
Hey.
And my friend and producer Maddie Stout. Say hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
So, so do you wonder why we're here?
A little bit.
Get closer to that mic.
A little bit.
There you go.
Jason looks confused.
Yeah, why are we? I like you forgot to say radio guy. You said some writer, director.
I left out radio because I'm not convinced that radio is a definite gig yet. I mean, it's kind of a try-out period, isn't it? Really?
But you've done it before, so
I have
sometimes.
Done. I've been on some radio, but I would hesitate to call myself a radio personality.
Kevin, you have to sell yourself way better than that.
You got to get closer to that mic, is what you got to do.
It's scary, though. It's old.
Get it right in your face, like a.
Oh,
there you
better?
Go.
Better.
Yes. Okay. Very sexy too. If everyone out there listening, call in, because we're going to chat about some stuff. We've got 3 hours to kill, and we just found out that the CD full of music that we brought for intros and whatnot as we come out of commercials is not going to work. So already the show is kind of hamstrung. That's why we sound a little bit dazed. Call us at 888-9710. You're listening to the Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station. Let's just jump right into it, because the important thing that we have to talk about, the whole world is talking about, is... Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's pretty hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems really genuine.
Based on what, sir?
Well, I mean, see the pictures. They're clearly in love.
Muse and I today saw some video of the happy couple kissing in Italy on the Reuters website and whatnot. And I'd noticed that she's, as everyone else in the media has noticed, that she's a little bit taller than him.
Yeah, and she seems into it a little more than he does. I'm going to say that.
You think she's into it more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, wouldn't you be if you were dating Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be, actually.
I have to admit to being a little jealous of
her. I'd be like, you can't handle the truth.
Because that was from his movie.
Yeah. And then he might be like, we're never going to last if you keep saying that.
That's the only one she's seen, though, so it's cool.
Pretty much.
She saw Losing It, actually, for 15 minutes.
Can I tell you something? This match was predicted, sir, by Katie Holmes herself in the pages of 17 magazine.
Oh, my God.
She said, I think every little girl dreams about her wedding. She told 17 in October. This is October.
Okay.
I used to think I was going to marry Tom Cruise.
Wow. And do you think he read that in 17 magazine?
Wouldn't you?
He got
it
read
that. Totally. If I read that, I'd be like, I'm going to call up Katie Holmes. Yeah. She thinks she's going to marry me. And if she wants to marry me, she probably wants to have sex with me.
You don't think that it's weird that maybe he read 17 magazine?
Oh, don't you read it?
No, I don't.
I like to keep my finger on the pulse.
I'm going to start. Just in case someone says,
Well, I mean, I did. I had an interview last month, and I hinted that I liked you, but that's cool.
I think, what was her name? Alicia Cuthbert? Mm-hmm. Alicia or Alicia? Oh. Alicia, that chick from 24. I think she said some things about you in the latest issue of Teen Beat.
No.
Yeah, oh, totally. She was like, Muse, I'd have him.
That's a lie.
She didn't say what, but she said something about mouth.
No.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You gotta cruise the teen mags. They've apparently showed off their public affection. We saw a little clip, and they were in Rome, Italy, at some kind of premiere or something like that. And they were walking hand in hand at first down the line, and then they just flat out made out.
Yeah, that's really natural.
That's what you do when you're in Rome. When in Rome.
When in Rome, fake a relationship.
Hey, Kev, you want to take your first phone call?
I will after I reset, sir. This is we're learning radio as we go along, and this is you're going to hear a lot of this tonight. This is called the reset. This is when I say who I am and who you guys all are. This is Kevin Smith talking with Jason Mewes, Brian Lynch, our producer Maddie Stout. That's a reset. That's because radio, like comic books, Stan Lee once said of comic books, every comic book is some kid's first comic book. So you have to assume that somebody's tuning into the radio station every few minutes. So you constantly have to let them know who you are. Otherwise, they're sitting around going, who are these people?
I'm Jason Mewes.
There you go.
Does that work?
That's
really good.
That's an excellent reset, sir.
Nice.
Let's grab a phone call. Let's take Angie.
Is that what this mm-hmm. right here is?
Yeah. Is this Angie?
Yeah.
How are you, hon?
Oh, my God. So good.
Right on.
Wow.
This is crazy.
First phone call of the night. Set the tone, Angie.
I'm excited. Is this going to be a normal gig for you?
I don't know yet. Based on the first 5 minutes of the show, I'd say no.
No, not looking good.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking really good.
Because we were pretty ill-prepared. And it just kind of, I mean, we spent a few hours today preparing for the show
a
and
few.
Getting some stuff ready. And we got in here, and all of a sudden the show started happening, and nothing really panned out for us. We really should. It'd be good if we kind of started.
Yeah,
over.
Hit the bed.
Everyone screws up their first time. Come on now.
Not me. First time out the gate, I was just
play letter three
all over it.
Here we go.
You know what I mean?
You guys rock.
I totally messed up my first time. I remember my
writer,
first time.
Director. Actor, talk show host, you know it, it's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
That's Harley. That's my daughter's voice.
You know it.
I recorded those. You know it, sir. You know it indeed. My first time, Angie, I was with a chick, and the words out of her mouth, and it wasn't even sex, it was a digital manipulation, if you will. And the first words out of her mouth, which set the tone for the rest of my sex life, was... She was like, what does this do? And I was like, just keep doing it. Something will happen. And then something happened, and she went, ew.
What happened?
Well, off the air.
I want you to use funny names for it.
Off the air? Funny names? Let's use euphemisms. My specky went wango.
Interesting.
So should we take it back to, like, Morning Zoo Radio?
Oh, please, please. Can we
need a Mr. Leonard type character. No. Did you ever listen to Morning Zoo when you were back in Jersey, sir?
No.
No. What did you listen to?
Not much.
Did you never listen to the radio?
Talk radio?
No, not talk radio.
Is
like, you know,
early enough?
Oh.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Like you didn't go to school?
No, but isn't he a stoner? I mean, really?
How dare you? Just because the dude plays a stoner in 5 movies and was arrested for drug use and spent time in a rehab doesn't mean he's necessarily a stoner. Muse is 2 years clean, sir. Angie,
oh,
ma'am.
Good.
Dude.
Yeah, thanks.
2 years completely clean and sober, yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
As you suck down your drug substitute, which is what tonight?
Coffee.
Yeah.
A little frappuccino.
You have to have something.
You do. Angie, we got to let you go.
Thank you.
I love you.
She was all right.
Everybody's calling in to ask you questions.
All right, I see four. I see three. What do you mean everybody?
Dude, I told you when you're on the radio, you add a four, you add a zero to it. So there's 40 calls up there.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Lighten
it's
up.
It's crazy.
Resetting once again for the second time of the night. I'm Kevin Smith here with Jason Mewes, Brian Lynch, Maddie Stoud. And this is the, we don't really have a name for the show, do we?
Kevin Smith Show.
The Kevin Smith, that seems a little glory hoggish.
Let's get Corey from New Jersey.
You want to talk to her?
Hometown.
Wait, let's figure out a name for the show first.
Oh, the J. Mewes Show.
There you go. I like that. I'll go with J. Mewes Show. Let's figure out a different name than that. Something a little more esoteric. The Celestial
the
Evening.
The Gator and the Lunatic.
Chasing ratings. Nice. That's that was good. I like that.
I think we should do a Morning Zoo type name, like a real wacky sound effect.
For example?
I don't know. I like nicknames for all of us. We went over them in the car.
Right.
I'm not going to say mine because it was dirty and
yeah.
I got censored.
Yours was
Specky, and you have the noise you want to make.
My Specky voice.
Uh huh. And Jay, you're going to be.
You didn't come.
Don't you have a character? Do you have a character
Jay.
Voice?
No.
Come up with one
Jay.
Right now.
Oh, I can't.
Just
yeah,
do Angie.
I'm on the spot now.
Imitate Angie. The call we just had. She was awesome.
Put on a voice, dude. What was like Little Billy?
No. Oh no.
Go ahead. Be Little Billy.
It was Little Billy.
Oh, wasn't it like Little Billy?
No.
No?
There's no Little Billy, sir.
You got no character for us?
I don't. Now, I'm going to think of one now, though.
By the end
you start
of the
working
about
it. When you get it, just raise your hand. Because it's a visual medium. Can I tag that? Can we? Never mind this. Let's go back to Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. That's huge.
Yeah.
There's like 16, 17 years difference between the two.
Yeah.
He could have babysat her. In a big, bad way.
I don't think there's much to worry about in terms of them, you know, breaking any laws or anything.
Not anymore.
Well, no, I mean, just in general. Unless, like, shopping with Katie Holmes is against the law.
Oh, you don't think they're going to do it?
No, I don't. I think she's waiting for
that. I met
that
dude. He's all
someone.
Man.
Right.
He likes ladies.
But Katie Holmes is not all man, and
yeah,
there
Katie,
it lies.
That's true. Katie Holmes kind of no, she's into dudes. Kevin Smith, Brian Lynch, Jason Mewes, Maddie Stout sitting in here. Don't forget, call in, 888-9710-888. 9710 and Sprint PCS customers just press #971. How convenient is that? Katie Holmes, her ex-boyfriend Chris Klein, in related news, fined for drunken driving.
Oh, Chris!
Could you imagine, like, your ex-girlfriend winds up with Tom Cruise? Like, you always want your ex-girlfriend to wind up with some loser that you're like, I was the best she ever had. Then she winds up with Tom Cruise, and then you also get fined for drunk driving. Not a good weekend.
He probably met some nice people in jail, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I would turn to drinking if Katie Holmes dumped me.
Especially and wound up with Tom Cruise. Fined $1,800 and 150 hours of community service.
Oh, that poor guy.
Brian, I'm going to tape that microphone to your lips.
Oh, yeah, you're so far away from it.
Put it right
you're
there.
So afraid.
Better.
He's
better.
You don't like
it's
having anything phallic
in
your face.
In my face.
Yeah,
truly.
You're going to mess up Kevin's show.
It's okay, sir.
I feel like I already have.
Maybe it's that old dusty phone in front of you, sir.
It's haunted.
What do we got? Let's grab a phone call while we're at it. Boy, we're wearing into this, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's taken a little bit of time.
It's good.
It is. Not good, is it? Let's talk to...
I got Corey up.
Corey?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, about yourself?
Not bad. Corey, you're talking to Kevin and Brian Lynch and Jason Mewes, and Maddie's listening in, touching
and
it.
I actually am about shaking right now.
Are you?
Again, you...
About
Kevin.
Shaking what? I'm all about shaking, too.
You
realize we're on the radio, right?
Oh, my goodness. You're like a god. Excuse me.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But you were right the first time, too. I thought she'd been, I made you nervous because you were like, what if you fell and landed on me? That kind of nervous.
I'm actually sitting here talking with everybody from your board.
All right. Do you post on the board? Are you a board member?
I am. Have been for a little while.
Were you at the Red Bank Q&A?
Yes, I am.
Were you the one that sang on stage?
Yes, I was, and that's what I was going to call and thank you about.
She sang. Were you there?
I saw photos of this girl.
I had a Q&A in Red Bank, which was, I do these Q&As all around, mostly colleges and stuff like that. This one I did it in the hometown of Red Bank, New Jersey, at the Count Basie Theater. It was the longest Q&A I've ever done in my life. 7 hours, sir. 7 hours on stage.
It's a geek fest.
Hours?
It is. Yeah, 7 hours just answering questions.
I wasn't there.
You were not. You were back in Los Angeles kicking into L.A. Steez. But Corey was there, on the other hand. And Corey gets up to the mic, and she's like, I'm so nervous. And she said something about singing a song from Chasing Amy, that song Stay. And I said, you want to come up here and sing it? And she was like, all right. And she dashed up on stage and belted it out and whatnot. And the little girl who was in front of the mic, all nervous, like suddenly wasn't nervous and kind of took over my show.
Do you think that'll happen tonight?
If Corey was here, no doubt she would just race up to the mic and start belting out Stay.
Did she curse like a sailor at Red Bank?
She was pretty blue. Oh. She was working awfully blue that night. Speaking of blue, Corey, I saw some nude pictures of you online.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Did I?
No, neither.
I don't know if you did, but did you see them?
No, sir? I did not.
There was a thread on our website. We got this website called viewaskew.com for those of you, for the two people who may not be listening, who may not be fans who are listening. Viewaskew.com, they put up a thread. Every once in a while, like a couple months ago, there was a thread about post yourself nude, and a bunch of people start putting up naked pictures of themselves, which I thought was kind of fun to look at.
Yeah.
And I like naked people. And then this one recently was called Post Yourself Sexy, and Corey threw up some shots of herself where she was just completely naked.
Right.
And rather suggestive photos. Corey, who took those?
My husband.
Right on.
My husband took those a while back. Yeah, I might be nervous about talking to you, but my body, not so nervous.
Yeah, you're pretty okay with being naked, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
What's that all about?
She should take off her clothes right now if she's nervous.
No, we are turning in
shorts
now,
and fantasies.
Now it is a morning zoo.
Yeah, no, now it's flat out. Now you're treading into Stern territory.
I don't know who
you tell her to sit on the speaker and whatnot.
I don't really know what the point would be for me to take off my clothes.
Just humor Lynch and tell him you took him off.
I'm naked.
Oh, my God.
Lynch, I'm naked. Totally naked.
What possessed you to put those pictures up online, hon?
You know what? Everybody was posting, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah, but everyone was posting sexy or suggestive pictures. Yours were just flat out, look at me with where my fingers go and stuff like that.
I just like to raise the bar.
I think you might have lowered the bar, Corey.
Well, you know, same difference.
In a good way. Look, Lynch is just like, don't put down nudity.
I was hoping you'd make a raise the bar euphemism.
Right.
Raise my bar, but there you didn't go there.
You could have jumped in, sir.
Well,
it's no good when you explain the joke you should have made. Just make the joke.
Yeah, well.
Just make the joke, sir.
We're raised and lowered at the same time.
Yeah, well, you raised the bar for Brian Lynch and for Jason Mewes and for Kevin Smith. Resetting here on the talk station. And look, we've already headed into our first break. Hopefully we're going to regroup and come up with some better stuff to talk about. But it's commercial time, sir.
You know, you guys are doing great, and everyone from the board right now is yelling at me to say hello. They all love you and are listening intently.
Why do you chuckle, sir? You don't like that? Because Maddie's upset because all the VSQ people are listening to the show.
I find it a little disturbing how close you are with your board.
Why
people.
Can't the show be the VSQ radio hour? Why?
If
that's the audience that's listening, sir. If 12 people who post on my website are listening, that's the audience. We're going to take a break. Kevin Smith on the talk station.
Silent Bob won't shut up. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Did you guys go to the movie this weekend?
Yeah, I saw Hitchhikers.
Did you?
Yes.
You know, it's the number one film thus far right now?
Right on. It beat Triple X2.
It did. It did $8 million last night. Triple X2 made 4.2. And followed by The Interpreter, The Amityville Horror. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Didn't?
Did you?
No interest?
No, not at all.
And then A Lot Like Love, which is a lot like another Ashton Kutcher movie.
Well, did you hear what Ashton Kutcher was going to do if it came in number one?
What?
Opening weekend, he was going to pose for Calvin Klein underwear ad. He told everyone on a talk show he was going to do it.
Which talk show? This one?
I don't remember. I read it on Yahoo, I want to say.
Did you?
Can I say that?
You can totally.
On the radio? Hear. Okay. So we're fine, though, because it didn't come number one, so we will not see it.
Kevin Smith here on the lamely named Kevin Smith Show. We need a new name. I got my friends with me, Brian Lynch. I got Jason Mewes. There you go. We need a new name, folks. Call in with a new name. Kevin Smith Show just really doesn't work. It's just so
lame.
Gauche.
It's pretty accurate, though.
Gauche, or should I say douche?
I think
which is a different way of pronouncing douche.
What about like Fun Time Dude Show?
That'd be awesome.
It's like
happy, smiley, fun time hour.
That's not bad.
I like that. Bad.
Cluster F.
Cluster F? What does the F stand for, Maddie?
Mm-hmm. Fun.
There it is. How was Hitchhikers? Did you like it?
I did like it, and I heard terrible things about it, so I was kind of surprised how much I liked it.
Did you see Kung Fu Hustle?
I did see Kung Fu Hustle, Kevin.
And?
I love that, too.
Did you like it?
I'm just in a good mood lately, so
seriously,
I like
enjoyed the picture.
A lot
you?
Like love, a lot like a hit.
Give me another one of those, dude.
Okay.
Triple X.
Triple X. Triple Fun.
Oh, I like that.
That was easy, though. State of the Fun.
The Interpreter, sir?
Any way you say it, it's fun.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah, I like that. Any way you interpret it.
The Funterpreter.
The Funterpreter.
I'm so sorry I was late with that.
Oh, there's a good one.
Fever Pitch, sir. You got one for Fever Pitch?
I've got the fever for Fever Pitch.
Kung Fu Hustle. We
can this be 3 hours long?
Yeah, let's keep doing it. Sin City, sir.
Fun City.
King's Ransom.
King's Ransom.
I'd pay King's Ransom to see that again. It was fun.
King's Ransom kind of came and went, didn't it?
Yeah, it opened at number 10, which
is
great.
This is right, as of Friday night, it was at number 12. So,
So no King's Ransom 2.
No King's Ransom. No. Well, maybe.
I hope so.
King's Ransom 2, please, can we debut higher than number 10? Hey, have you seen People Magazine this week?
No.
50 Most Beautiful People have been announced. Guess who's not on the list?
Me?
Jason is.
Me, you, and Muse.
Wow.
Didn't make it. Brad and Angelina, though, they are. Julia Roberts, she is. Jamie Foxx, Hilary Swank. Why is Hilary Swank on that list?
She's a beautiful Matt Damon.
Yeah, she is. I think she really is Matt Damon. I've never seen her and Maddie in the same room at the same time. Irvine. Why? We're going to somebody from Irvine?
He's got a great name.
Show name. Ken's got a show name suggestion in Irvine. Let's hear it, Ken.
Kenny.
Air at 11 p.m. or whatever, but why not call it the 11th hour with Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, or whatever?
Why not? Why not, Ken?
Yeah.
That's cool. You leave one guy off that. That's awesome.
Totally.
Thanks, Ken.
Let's continue with the phone calls because I'm having such a good time answering.
I want to ask something about the phone calls. These little numbers here. This dude's been on here for 21 minutes.
He's holding, sir.
For 21 minutes now.
You want to hit that dude, Marshall?
We went into
that's pretty hard.
Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, Brian Lynch. We're talking to Marshall in San Antonio. What's up, Marshall?
Hey, man.
How are you, sir?
Marshall, did you really wait 21 minutes to get on here?
Actually, yeah. I looked
that is awesome.
I'm calling from a cell phone because, you know, get the free weekend. So I looked on my thing. I'm like, I've been on here 21 minutes.
You're amazing, oh, sir.
Thank God you got those 3 minutes.
I'm a super fan. I'm a fan of not only you and Jason, but of also Brian Lynch.
Wow, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Brian Lynch's brother calling in from San Antonio.
No, actually, it was weird because I just got off of an hour-long conversation with this girl I'm seeing, and I was like having to, you know, pretend that I'm somebody, and then I call in here and I'm just shaking like a freaking fanboy. So
when you say pretending to be somebody, do you mean pretending to be straight?
Yeah.
You should take Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes is taken, sir.
Because you can't go into that thinking that anything's going to happen there. Aside from a lot of sex, but I mean,
Marshall, you lost me. What are you talking about?
I think we should lose Marshall.
You never had
sex. Well, he had a question about Jersey Girl.
Well, there's no real longevity to that relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes? Is that what you're talking about? You're out of your mind, sir. They're together forever. TLF. You just dumped them?
Marshall was done talking, Marshall.
God, Maddie, you're cruel.
Sorry, Marshall.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina. That's pretty far away. Let's talk to old Justin. Justin, you got a Mallrats question on you?
Hey, what's up?
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Are you in the military or you just live at Fort Bragg?
I'm Army.
Army?
Yep.
Right on.
Army training, sir.
What are you doing there, sir? Are you in basic training?
No, I'm out of basic training. Been in about 2 years now.
Right on. And do you ever sit there sometimes going, why do I do this?
Not really.
Really? You digging it?
Just give me time to sit on the board all day.
I'm doing that right now, by the way, wondering why did I do this.
Yeah, you and me both. What's up, Justin? You got a question on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, in Mallrats, you had TS and also the workers all up there on the screen, on the stage, all wearing flannel and stuff. I'm sorry, it wasn't the movie screen. I couldn't ask that.
Right.
And then, like, the vetting treats them all like crap.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And I was wondering if you had some kind of little euphemism there going on, or if it just happened to be that the flannel was cheap.
Just gumps?
Yeah. So I think it's like Pee Wee's house. Like, how many times have euphemism?
Twice.
It's been like 10 times.
Really? Is that the word of the day?
I think so. When it said, "Yeah, we got to get a little tune going or something."
You guys, good news. During the silence, our ratings spiked. So it's pretty exciting. Right.
Dead air, folks. Kevin Smith with you at the Kevin Smith Show. Or what are we calling it? The 11th hour. As is suggested by a fan with Brian Lynch and Jason Mewes. For now. Let's call it the Musicology Fun Time.
Yes.
Let's just call it Musicology.
Yes.
Featuring Kevin Smith.
I agree.
And P.S. Brian Lynch.
For now.
Oh, let's talk to Tony. Tony wants to make it in the business. Meantime, everybody call in 888-9710. You Sprint PCS customers, you get special treatment. Press pound. Which is what? Not the star, but the number sign?
Tic-tac-toe thing.
Why don't they just say number sign? Why do they say pound?
I don't know.
Why do you keep saying that, sir?
Pound 971. What's it?
Well, why do you keep saying stuff about Sprint?
Because Sprint is...
Don't you think they told them to?
I know.
Just picking a bite. Just like, I'm a T-Mobile guy, so I'm like, F Sprint.
Why are you talking that microphone, Kev?
Trying to get a free Sprint.
What's going on? Are you name-dropping Sprint so you can get a phone? It says it right here on the paper. They told me to. I'll stop saying it if you
puppet.
Like. Yeah, I'm a puppet. Corporate puppet.
Muppet.
There's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey,
you want to make it in the? I see here that you want to make it in the business, sir.
Well, just wondering how you survived. How do you keep going when you don't think it, when you're not clear?
I'm never clear, and I feel like, well, if I keep doing things oral and whatnot, I'll go far. It's worked thus far.
So just keep going then.
Just keep going. Going right. Until they tell you to stop, until they're like, I'm finished, and they push you back. And then you go.
Oh, good. All right. Well, continued success to all you guys, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's great advice.
Scott Kramer's been on for 24 minutes.
Let's hit him.
Let's hit him up. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Scotty K.
Good
God, it's 25 minutes. I feel like the Melrose Larry to your Howard Stern.
Oh, good Lord. You were just saying, right before we picked up the line, Scott Kramer is the Melrose Larry to our Howard Stern.
Who?
Melrose. What is his name?
Mellows Larry,
Larry Green.
There he is. Mm-hmm. You better get to that question quick, Scott, because Maddie will throw you off.
I hear you. Listen, I was going to ask you about Hitchhikers, but since you brought that up already, what's the plan for Comic-Con? Are you just doing a straightforward Q&A, or what's up?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the San Diego Comic-Con. Look at how out of sorts you get, Matt. Matt can't stand it. Matt's like, why must they always talk about geek things? What is it?
Oh, Brian's the one.
Yeah,
like,
he wants me to jump on anyone that asks.
Yeah, like just a like, you're a dork. That kind of thing.
But that's not my style.
Scotty K is not a dork, sir. I don't know
you,
if I'm even going,
just
sir. I might
to be
not.
Here.
What's that?
I'm just trying to be relevant, you know.
Yeah, relevant.
He's keeping it real.
I may not go to San Diego this year because I think I'm still be shooting on that catch and release picture that I'm going up to do next week.
Right. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, sir. Being for those who. For the now one person who's not part of the VSQ board who's listening to the show, I'm going to be in a movie with Jennifer Garner and Timothy Oliphant. Pretty hot. What? What's up, Chuckles?
The dude over here is like, actor wants to be in your movie.
Jay, you're spoiling what's coming up.
Kevin Smith, the Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station, Brian Lynch, Jason Mewes.
You don't even have to answer that call,
the
so
number,
just tell them how to get on it.
Yeah, just basically, well, what you want to do is the screen that you're looking at, that's to let us know what the calls
mean.
I know. Read them out loud, because then we got nothing to do on the show.
But that one's
I'm going to turn Jay's screen off.
Yeah, he might.
Please don't.
No.
I
think it's cool. It's
he's
like
very
coming
visually,
up next.
He's very visually oriented, though. 888-9710. Who are we talking to?
That's Amir.
Amir.
Yeah.
What's up, sir? You're in Torrance?
Yes, I am. Just got off work.
Danny isn't here, Mrs. Torrance.
What?
What's up, sir?
It's late, isn't it?
It is rather late. We're a little punchy. What's the, you got a question or a comment, sir?
Yeah, how can I get in on Kevin's next film?
Just do it.
Just do it?
Well, also, Kevin told a joke and you didn't understand it. You could have faked thinking it was funny and
Kevin
probably
mad.
Would be more inclined.
Kevin real mad now.
Try again. Kevin, say a joke that makes no sense.
I apologize. I couldn't hear too clear.
Tony is a little boy who lives in my mouth. You see me doing my finger here?
I see it.
On the radio? I don't really have a joke for Amir. How do you get to be in the movie? You know what? It would have been a lot easier if I knew you like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot easier.
I just cast a bunch of people that I'm friends with.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, I just saw his heartbreak.
Why do you just keep dumping people, sir?
And
you're
they
heartless.
Have nothing left to say, and you just leave them on there, and they're just
because maybe they'll
floundering.
Say something relevant. Maybe they'll just be like, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about some things, and I like click.
Will's got something.
Will does? Let's hit Will.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Will?
Look, you want a show name? I got one for you.
Let's hear it, sir.
Radio
SQ.
Turn his screen off.
Turn his screen off.
No, don't turn it so I can see it.
You can't see it, so you're gonna keep you talk about
awesome.
Stuff before the callers talk about it.
It's like you're predicting it. Awesome.
We're desperately trying. We have so few callers to begin with, and you're ruining the few calls we have by going like, "Yo, Moves, guess what this next guy's gonna talk about." Radio Askew, Will, come on. Think harder than that. That's not great. Am I resetting again? Good Lord. Kevin Smith on the Talk Station, sitting here with the spoiler, Jason Mewes, and the
That's
giggler.
That's my character name, sir.
Brian
See, Lynch. I came up with my character.
Well, let's,
spoiler.
The spoiler. So let's hear your voice. Let's hear Spoiler's voice.
This is it, right?
No, come on. It's got to be funny, like Mr. Leonard. Remember Mr. Leonard on the Morning Zoo when he's like, I hate Mondays and stuff like that?
No,
Jay, you hate
I never
Mondays.
Listen to that.
When you were a kid, you never listened to the Z Morning Zoo.
You couldn't
back
afford
east.
A radio show.
show. Radio show, you meant to say.
Couldn't afford a radio show.
I was about to say, sir.
Couldn't afford a radio?
An actual radio, no.
Right on.
That's not true, though.
Jason, I got to take that plastic from you as well.
Yeah, quick. So not made for radio, sir. Then again, neither am I. Then again, neither is Brian Lynch.
That's not true.
I'm antsy, sir. I have to do things, so I'm reading ahead. And
do you? When we get back, can we talk about your boy Jack Osborne doing some Thai kickboxing?
Yeah. We
that
can.
We saw online today, and we could probably lead people to it, and they can watch it, and we could talk about it.
Yes.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to take a little break. Kevin Smith on the talk station.
Writer, director, actor, talk show host. You know it. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Talk show host, not for long. No, but I'm never going to get a gig.
He said it like a question, though.
It was kind of a talk show host. Yeah, by the end of the night, he'll have the answer to that question. I think he has the answer to the question right now. We're still trying to figure out the name of our show. This is Kevin Smith sitting here with Jason Mewes and Brian Lynch. We're still trying to figure out what to call the show. The Kevin Smith Show is just kind of lame and tame and bad. So we're asking for suggestions. If you have a good title for the show, call us at 888-9710. That's 888-9710. What area code are we in? Anyone know?
213.
213?
No.
213. So if they're calling from out of state, is it 213? 888.
I said
so 888-9710?
That's a toll-free number there.
It's like a 1-800.
520-9710 or 888-9710.
Guys, I have good news. We just won a radio award for that.
888-520-9710 if they're from out of the state. Thank you
sir,
so much.
Sir, it's like the call the girls up late. You know,
it's yeah, no, it's a call in. We've got friends. We want to party.
Pick up the phone.
And they show the guy banging in the stall.
We should have shot commercials for the show with you doing that kind of stuff by the fire.
Call in.
Why don't you call in and ask about my store in Westwood?
I do have a store in Westwood. Yeah,
that was for you.
888-9710. Me and my boys want to chat in our mouths. Line three.
Wait till next hour.
Wait till the next hour? What does that mean?
Well, look what's coming up.
Tell
them.
You're confusing me, sir.
Star Wars stuff's next hour.
So, and somebody on line three wants to talk about this. Oh,
I'm not quick enough. How dare that guy not know?
Yeah, come on. We're going to get to Star Wars next hour. We can't not talk about Star Wars, apparently. As much as I would like to not talk about Star Wars, because Lord knows, I you know what, we might as well talk about Star Wars right now.
Okay.
I did this I went to see Revenge of the Sith, and I posted on my website about it,
mm-hmm.
as I do most things, just like kind of and it really it was a part of my online diary, just
right.
like hey, I happen to do this, and it got linked all over the internet, and it crashed our board for a while until we fixed things up, and we got like 500,000 hits or something like that, mm-hmm. but people really took me to task for it. Going like, who cares about his opinion? Why does he have anything to say about it?
I got to agree, though, because how dare you watch a movie and have an opinion about it?
Tell me about it. It's so bizarre. I got persecuted for it. Do you know the Star Wars Standathon kicked off in New York?
What's that?
I'll tell you. Black-clad Darth Vader and stormtroopers in white armor flanked a Jedi Knight with an angelic smile as diehard Star Wars fans on Saturday launched a marathon standathon countdown to the opening of the final film of George Lucas's intergalactic science fiction saga.
That's pretty awesome. Asking those fans to stand at all is pretty great.
They didn't. Nobody. The thing is, nobody asked them. They're just doing it by themselves.
Wow.
Ooh.
They can't wait to see that movie. I posted about it, right? Posted
yes.
the review. And some cats, our website is kind of set up. We used to have a lot of people kind of getting on the website and just trash talking and whatnot. And life's too short for that kind of trolly stuff.
I disagree.
Yeah, I know. You like it. But they're not going after you. They're always going after me.
Right. And, I try to take some of it for you.
A little bit of the brunt.
Yeah.
But we instituted a long time ago, like this join-up fee, $2. So, mm-hmm. And the money doesn't go to us. It goes to RAIN. It goes to the, rape incest charity. And, It just kind of tends to keep people off the board who, would just pop in to be like, you're an effer and stuff like this.
So they have to pay $2 every time they
to say
they
that. And then
you,
we
basically.
Delete it. And so, right. It all works out well. So this dude jumped on the board after reading the review. And he
paid the $2?
He paid the $2. And he even says that in his first line. His name is Jay Bro. That was his board name. Everyone, has like CB handles and stuff.
Right.
Nobody goes by their own name except me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And a
even
few
Jay
others.
Goes has a fake name.
I
Jay
know.
Muse.
What are you, Deadshot 1?
Yes, sir.
With a picture of Deadshot. It's adorable.
Oh, come on.
It's adorable.
My secret identity is Deadshot 1. Jay Bro, he joined a board and said, yeah, I paid $2, two whole dollars, to tell everybody why I can't stand the ground Kevin Smith walks on. Every stupid movie he does has Star Wars references in it. I'm sure Kevin thinks he's in the know or his opinions are deep. I can't tell you. There's already, in those two sentences, there have been 19 misspellings.
Well, I was really angry when I was writing it. So.
We get it, Kevin. You like Star Wars. Well, thank God, because I was trying to convey that. George Lucas always wears a blue flannel shirt when he directs. What a coincidence that Kevin always wears an XXXXXXL baseball jersey when he directs his lame movies. This is an obvious attempt to be like George.
His parallel is you both wear shirts.
Yes,
how awesome is that?
I know. I'm going to start. I'm going to start directing topless.
Like Francis Ford Coppola in Apocalypse
for Jay Brett. Right. I'm going to make sure all the on-set photography is of me with my man boobs hanging out and stuff, just so I can be like, in your face, Jay Bro.
Then he'll pay another $2. Like, I was wrong. I apologize.
Wouldn't that be great? What a perfect world if people were like, hey, I was wrong. I was really mad when I wrote this.
Things were said, Kev.
The jersey is his blue flannel shirt. That's the. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Neither did I.
I'm looking at you differently now.
I am so sick of hearing Kevin Smith's name when it comes to Star Wars. What, do you think that Kevin, that you, just because you can make movies, movies are in quotes, that you have a greater opinion of Star Wars? Not than J-Bro.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, right now, J-Bro, the force is with this dork. Is your in-the-know and deep nods and homages make you a zenith of all things Star Wars? Grammatically and incorrect.
A spelling's bad.
Yeah, I'm a zenith. You make me want to barf, he said. That's how he ended. You make me want to barf.
Yeah.
This was kind compared to how they treated me at the Ain't It Cool News boards.
Well, yeah, they're a bunch of bitter people.
The Ain't It Cool News talkbacks are so hostile.
Mm-hmm.
It's flat-out hostile country over there. Let me give you a few. Kevin Smith on the talk station. Jason Mewes. Brian Lynch.
Hello.
Always having to reset. Always ever resetting. And call in, sir, sirs and madams. Call us at 888-9710 if you want to talk about Star Wars, which we're talking about at the moment. This dude, Jack Burton, see, he posts with a real name, although that might be...
That's the guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Probably is, right?
Yeah.
God. You would hope one of them would post under their real name. And his post quote was, "Begun this talkback has." I believe he meant it in a Yoda fashion.
Ironically, no, he didn't.
No.
Just really not that smart.
He said, "And shouldn't Smith have stayed silent? I mean, he's not known as Talkie Bob, is he?"
After tonight, though.
Yeah, that was actually tame compared to what was to come. He said, "Anyways, be interesting to read what he has to say, even if I'm not amongst those who think Kevin Smith is a god. That list of one includes my wife. That's about it. What's worse than plant?" And plant is in single quotes.
Mm-hmm.
This is by UES. Kevin Smith likes Star Wars? Shocking. Yes, a review from the least critical reviewer ever. I'm including Harry Godzilla Rocks Knowles in this pool.
All right, I like this guy now.
You like him, right?
Yeah, it's
just
cute.
The kind of objective viewpoint I'm looking for. Kevin, speak up. It sounds like you have something in your mouth. Something attached to George Lucas.
What?
You know,
what?
The dude who wears the blue flannel. Do I get Jay and Bob to come up to my house now to beat me up in your next flop movie?
Please? Boochies. Please, sir? Can I?
Hey, sir, if you want to be in the picture, you're welcome.
Amir, that's how you get in the movies. You say something bad.
Pretty much. Yeah. These cats are really mad at me for that movie because at the end, Jay and Bob because two fictional characters went and beat up a bunch of fictional kid characters.
It hit a little too close to home.
It really, really did. That movie didn't flop, by the way. Made a few bucks.
I didn't think it flopped.
I know. UES did.
Oh, okay.
You got a big house.
It is a pretty big house, isn't it? Yeah. For a guy who makes unsuccessful movies, I live pretty well. I'm glad he liked it. Some tin bits.
As do I.
As do me.
Because I'm living.
He lives there as well.
I don't mean to brag, but I have an apartment with like a room in it.
No.
It's pretty awesome.
This dude, Tim Benzedrine, do you think that's his real name?
Benzedrine? No.
He said Kevin Smith's taste is in his ass.
Ouch.
That explains a few things. Does it also contain an overt disavowal, an apology for the Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, says Malx?
There are people that are this passionate about you liking a movie.
This is
amazing.
Come on, people, by Mr. Fan.
Oh.
That's his God-given Christian name. Face it, Kevin Smith is not that good at what he does unless it is BS. Apparently, I'm good at that.
I gotta say, though, it's an ironic name, Mr. Fan, and yet clearly not a fan.
Mr. Unfan.
Yeah.
None of his movies are that good. He cannot finish what he starts, whether it be comics or movies. I don't think I've ever started and not finished a movie. That would really put me in Dutch.
Yeah.
You have to kind of finish those things. If he does, then it's not very good quality. So he cops to the fact that I may finish movies, but they're not very good. The man should get out of the business and stick to selling his comic books.
Ouch.
Wouldn't that still be kind of in the business?
Right.
Do you think this dude's ever gotten laid?
I mean, I know him very well, and I told him what to type, and yeah, he gets laid a lot.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, you know,
hookers.
Yeah. No, please.
Muse.
Do you think Mr. Fan would be like, I think Mr. Fan would be a little too timid to try hooker.
Well, I think Mr. Fan's got to wait till his parents go out for the night and then maybe try and call some numbers.
Do you think Mr. Fan is all of 12?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no. No, I don't.
Do you think Mr. Fan is still like...
I think Mr. Fan's about 31, sitting across from you. Maybe you shouldn't badmouth him anymore.
Do you think he still kind of masturbates into socks?
Kind of masturbates? Yeah. I bet he does.
Kevin Smith's no movie critic says Blanket Man. Amazing.
His origin is amazing.
See, remember how he blasted the first Spider-Man flick after seeing an early preview? I did. I wasn't really a big fan of the first
How dare
Spider-Man
you,
flick.
Again.
I know. I don't think I really... In fact, I didn't blast it, as a matter of
you
fact.
You took it back.
And I didn't even blast it. I went out of my way not to talk about it. People would ask me in Q&As, like, what'd you think? And they were like, people would ask, did you see Spider-Man? And I said, I saw Spider-Man. They're like, what'd you think? And I said, I saw Spider-Man.
Right.
That was me blasting it, apparently.
How dare you.
I know. What am I thinking? Then it turned out to be one of the best-reviewed movies of 2002. Blanket Man.
I like the character you're giving him.
I know. He's got a name like Blanket Man, dude.
Yeah.
If anything, this review makes me kind of sad. Sounds like Lucas has gone too dark. My 5-year-old is dying to see this. Blanket Man has had sex.
Blanket Boy.
And this sounds like kids in his age group will have no business watching this movie. Great for 30-something geeks like us. Sucks for us kiddies.
Ouch. Blanket Man tells it like it is.
Blanket Man keeps it real, sir. 3 is what? The line 3?
Yeah.
You want to talk to Keenan on line 3? Keenan, what's up? Where are you?
Hey, boys?
How are you, sir? Where is Bellingham? Where? Washington?
Bellingham, Washington, yeah.
Washington State or Washington District of Columbia, sir?
The state.
Right on.
I actually had to think about it, though.
I did. Yeah,
no, he did.
And he did, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Texas, natively, originally. But I had a question for you just about the upcoming TV series in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really an actor, per se, and I thought that the prequels were going to be the last of the franchise on the screen.
Right.
But ever since this announcement came out, I've been doing everything I can just to at least maybe get a chance as an audition, just as a fan. And I know that you're going to be part of it.
It's oral,
I just want to know that. I'm having no success. And
no one has to call. No one has to call. If you want to get in Kevin's movies or work on one of his shows, it's about oral.
Well, Kevin does cast out of Washington, so... Yeah. Step in the right direction there.
Only the people from Olympia, though.
Get behind Blanket Man.
Sarah, you've got to get in line for one of those cameos in that Star Wars TV show. I still haven't said that whether or not I'm involved in that Star Wars TV show.
Do you want to?
I would kind of welcome the opportunity.
Okay, hey, Kev, are you involved with that new Star Wars TV show?
Let's take another caller.
I thought of the name for your show, by the way.
Did you?
Yes.
What is it?
People calling and asking for jobs. Been it the last hour.
Kev, can I be in a movie?
Who do you want?
Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station here with Jason Mewes, Brian Lynch. Give us a shout, 888-9710. Brent, line 4.
All right, then we got a break.
What's the show name, sir?
Hello?
Hey, Brent.
How you doing?
I'm well, sir. What's the show name?
Hey, I think you should call it, judging by that this is a talk show now, you should call the show Broken Silence.
Broken Silence.
It sounds like a Lifetime rape movie.
It does. No, it sounds like one of those Lifetime pictures. Yeah. Mother, May I Sleep with Danger? Broken Silence 2. I like it, though. At least that's clever, sir. You're using your head. Thanks, Brent. Everybody call in. 888-9710. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other useless stuff. And I would love to read more of these hate mails from Anna Cool News. God, this really just bums me out. The criticism doesn't bum me out. The names, like Bommet Cun, Bantha Fodder,
that's his Jedi
UK. It is.
Next hour.
Kit Fisto, sir. Kevin Smith, show on Talk Station.